The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God bless you for coming. Welcome once again to this evening's Bible study. For those of you who have been with us for some time, we have been looking at the subject, the power of thought. The power of thought. And we have been looking at the scriptures. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 and 2. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Verses 1 and 2. Those have been our base scriptures. And Bible says, and David was in the cave of Adullam, and his brethren heard about him. And they went to what? They went to him. And then verse 2 will tell you the class of people who went to him. Those who were in debt, those who were discontented, and the rest. And Bible says their number was 400. And David became their captain. And I told you that the moment they made a move, it means that they were ready for a change. Then we also look at 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. It's not on the board. I'm just recounting. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8. The first phrase, and these are the mighty men of David. So fast forward, the 400 useless men, the 400 men who were, in quotes, useless. Because when you bring everything they had gone through on the table, it means that there was nothing to write home about. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 8, the first phrase, 30 of these people became the mighty men of David. Hallelujah. Nipa edianai na ekosue David so abrano ni bebiat nana omu numbeye abranifo. Amen. And so when you go through David's kingship, these are the men who held everything about David until David passed on. So they went with David in the bush. David trained them and they became mighty men, and they were the ones who kept the fort until David what died. So we have a classical story in the Old Testament that tells you a group of people who, in real terms, we will say they were useless, they had issues and the rest, but who were transformed and they became what? The best. They became the best. They became the strongest. They became everything you want. So even once upon a time, David could sleep. And they were the men who went to war and still won the battle. Hallelujah. And therefore, as we look at the power of thought, we try to look at what David did about them. What happened? How come is it at least everybody knows that the Old Testament is about stories. So this is not a fake story. And we had their names. So when you go to 2 Samuel chapter 23, from verse 8 downwards, you get the list of 30 mighty men. So all these people. So it was real. It is not a fabrication. Obi ana nioma nko ye obi ana ye ta no obi ana ne oye ne hu bibi enye ye eye den no beda ne brane. It means that something drastically happened, and I believe that as we finish this studies, something drastically is going to happen to your life unless you did not take it serious. That is why every week when we finish, I give you what? An assignment. So the first week we look at what? Delete. That there are some things nobody will delete for you. You have to delete it what yourself. And then I gave you an assignment that throughout the week or throughout your lifetime, look at things that you have to delete from your life. Things that will help you move on. Then the next week, we looked at what? Who remembers what we did? What? The research was what? Yes. Who is what? No, who is renting my room was last week. Last 2 weeks. Yes. Last 2 weeks, we did removing wrong labels. Removing wrong labels. And I told you also go and sit down and remove every wrong label about what? Yourself. And I told you that everybody was a product. You are a product. And therefore, when the creator created us and he had finished, he said everything was what? Good. And therefore, if today someone is telling you something about you, it's not good. Then it is something. But when the creator finished creating you, he said everything was good. So look at those wrong labels and do what? Remove them. And I told you that that wrong labels come from what? Our friends, come from the place we stay around, comes from what? Our parents and the rest. Near born also. So in life, you see yourself as wrong. Remove those labels so that you can move forward. And then last week, we looked at who is renting my room. And it was the label that I gave you. We looked at what? The black and white TV. We look at the colored TV. We look at the remote. And we told you that flip. If you don't like the channel, do what? Flip. Do you remember? I am not only teaching, I'm also working on mine. So when I give the assignment, you're also supposed to work on yours. And last week, we looked at what? Who is renting my what? Room. And I told you that you are the landlord of your what? Of your life. Nobody can manage that house for you. When God created you, whether you're a baby, you're an adult, you're a youth, you are what? An old man. You cannot rent somebody's room for the person. You rent your own room. You are your own landlord. The people you admit is those who stay in. If you tell them, I don't want you in, they can't come in. And I told you one of the rules about it was that you can admit you don't take rent advance. So that the day you want to eject them, Master, sorry, naya den, ko. There is no rent advance here. There's no rent advance. So if you miss some and you want to follow, I think it's loaded on Podbean. You can pick it up. But today we want to continue. The reason why I am doing this today, I'll round it up and then next week we move on. So if you don't get this three, the reason why we have done deleting, the reason why we looked at delete, the reason why we looked at renting my rooms, and the reason why we looked at wrong labels is today's topic. It's for you to be able to recondition your mind. So tonight we look at reconditioning your mind. I have to recondition my mind. You have to recondition your mind. We have a famous scripture. Unfortunately, I don't use that. I have not used that scripture. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Recondition your mind. So, you remember we did some two statements. We say memory belongs to what? The past. Imagination is for what? The future. But these two are all seated in the heart, in the mind. Memory, imagination, they're all seated in the mind. So you can look at the past in your mind. You can look at the future in your mind. And that is why all that we have been doing is to try to be able to clear a little of the memory. So tonight we look at reconditioning your mind. Reconditioning your mind. Why do you have to recondition your mind? Today, I won't. Everybody must understand, and everybody will understand. Reconditioning your mind. So, I need a mobile phone. Yeah, I need a mobile phone. So give me your mobile phone. So today, our mobile phones serve as what? A semi-computer. So everything on the computer is on the mobile phone. Okay. So, in the mobile phone, the memory is divided into two. Who has checked his mobile phone and knows the memory? It's divided into two. We name, sir. And then one so crowd phone. Okay. We name, sir. And one answer, hey, anyone who crowd phone, more so power. The memory, the whole memory is divided into two. We have one we call the ROM and one we call the RAM. I'm coming to explain all. The memory, together they form the memory, but they are divided into two. And as I considered the mobile phone, I saw that we were created like this. So this technology is you. So if you understand this, you understand yourself. This technology, I want to say new tech, it is you. So, Fefas, Akwaba, Yenshas here. So, the mobile phone, you will see that some of you, when I ask you, what is the memory size? You tell me 32 gig, 16 gig, 64 gig, and the rest. That is the ROM, R-O-M. May I explain it? But there is another one in it that is called the RAM. Into BO memory, say, see here. Ube hu se obi de ye 3 gig RAM, 64 gig ROM. Sa na laptop machines ni nyina sa na tie. The RAM and the ROM. I will explain. We are telling ourselves we are users. We are telling ourselves we are users. We are not about any technicality. But I am fifimu ye kakra. Inti wa mu fifimu na mu nshwa de kro. Mu fifimu. Inti, ukwa koto phone na ye se. Inti, this RAM is what has the speed. Inti yebisa se, u speed ye den. On se, phones ni bi wa onoma. E content em, the speed, it runs. It is about the RAM. So the RAM, the full meaning of the RAM is random access memory. So it's also a memory. Random access memory. That is what runs your machine. Into niome bia wuhu bia, it is this one that produces it. And then the ROM is called read-only memory. Read-only memory. I hope somebody is understanding. But yo, and then when Tiasia, no amount, Sasso. Naya sa to ya, but near Shasia. Because the underlining factor is you need to understand it to build your life. Okay? It we are not trying to do anything. It is ofa wo phone na. Bakuma wo phone no speed. Bakun so ne savey unioma. Nenyame boy, you know, Samsung boy. I sat down, I looked at the mobile phone, and I realized that we are like the mobile phone. So, within your mind, you have something we call the conscious, and then we have something we call the subconscious, which you have been hearing. The conscious and the subconscious, they all operate on this same principle that we are coming to look at. Into the RAM is the one that we use to access everything. Into the internet, it is this, it's the RAM. Oh, check it, it is the RAM, it is the RAM, it is the RAM. Then, when you finish and you want to save or you store things, this is where the backup and all things go, the ROM. If you send your money, my na, and you have to have a power. May God help us. Somebody say amen. Amen. So I'm going to bring something. Then then we will start again. So, what am I holding? What is this? What is this? What is this? Pen drive. Uh-huh. So, examples of the ROM is a pen drive, external drive, and the rest. So, I hold in my hand a pen drive. This is 6 gig. This is 64 gig. But they're all small. Okay, so it means that one can contain more than the other. That is all. Shall we bow down our heads? Pray that tonight the Lord will give you understanding. Pray for yourself. Father, grant me understanding. And Lord, also grant me utterance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we are starting again. When you pick your mobile phone, in the storage aspect, the things that run the mobile phone, the memory aspect, it is divided into two. We have one we call the ROM and one we call the RAM. Nini na ye memory, but obiani ejuma oye den oye. We are coming to link it to our lives. That's why I'm bringing it from that. Obiani ejuma oye den oye. Inti obu anu maofa o phone na o say ah me phone no enko speed kra me person me call internet a obu hun say it say oria and so we dey offer ni phone no o mi a BBC na call shim na we di adan na me dey enko ntem sa e kire say wo RAM na isa. The idea assessing your manner is sure. Are you clear? So we use the RAM for assessment. And when they assess all the programs you want to watch, it's a good one, Obi phone, Obi BBC, no BA Joy FM, now Obi TV 3, Obi 4-1, pe Ubon se phone, no, asate yeden, eko slow. Oko slow. Na che se, space na edi yesi ejuman na eden isa. Nenso, ufo unibe tumia wo, a whole memory of maybe 64 gig, but ne ram no eden isa. Inti ube tumia store. Nenso, di odibe ye ejuman kukon ten no. Ube hun se isa. Inti mo amu yusu laptop, desktop. That accounts for the reason why your desktop can run slowly. But it does not mean you don't have memory. But it runs what? Slowly. So that is what is used to do the assessing. That you use to assess features, watch things, check messages, and all those things. Nini na wo on it. Then the other function of the ROM, the ROM, random only memory. And only say, it does the storage. First, I try the picture or send the mommy. Me show you here. He found a picture. No, unso be a picture in a store. He found a store. A store koguha. What did I say? It is our baby. Ubia. Eya den. Ebe chin akwa kogu. But there a boy woman will be no. Ono no eram na. Inti se soa. Ubie 1, 2, 3. Ube hun se ubie pe. Ebu an mwa kachwa se memory low, memory low, memory low, memory low. Ba hun se ufo no o memory. Ba hun se memory low. Ade na memory low. Inti u kwa koto fo na. The first, one of the first things you look at is not necessarily the hard disk size or the drive size. You also look at the RAM size. Inti ye 6 gig no ma. Unim se. That means with the year you may be a bad day. A bad year you man tentem. A bad year you man tentem. The same thing in our laptop. So, of our laptop, our laptop ni be a. I think my laptop is about 512 ROM, 8 gig RAM. So, I can open like 10 pages. Now, me the year you man, ubiye we. Ni ni na bad year you man pepepe. And so, the NDA ni sano, u the year you man enye den, enye you man. As I talk to you and you are listening, how do you store the words I speak? And maintain use scriptures. And then you use scriptures. How do you store the words I speak? I am here to. You store it in your mind. Correct. Do you store it as words or you store it as pictures? How do you store it? Yes. Can somebody help me? Do you store it as pictures or you store it as words? Correct. Clap for him. Anything the Bible say, be careful how you do what you hear. Make kasano unya tik kasana make kanase pe. You don't store it as words. You store it as pictures. Inti se ochinebi. O pese wo kan diye mekan ye na chire obia. Obe picture se ni ameka sa no. No waka. So God's first words to man is not in words, but it's in pictures. Inti o sunda ya. Obe suna. Obe hun so bi kasa, but o recall ya, and I saw, and in a vision I saw, a ye letter scram pa, ube hun, wen hun a untu minye den, untu minka. Me da hun o ROM and RAM ni hun, iti da me basa na. So, the words we speak, you can only recall those words in pictures. So the memory stores it as what? Pictures. You can pick a book and read the book. But when you are writing exams, you recall as in pictures. If you don't recall as in pictures, you can never what? Write. True or false? True or false? Huh. And where do those pictures sit? Those pictures sit at a place we call the memory. Or the mind of the human being. That is where the pictures sit. It is when I talk to you and you don't understand. He was saying something, but I did not what? Get it. Why? It means that you did not what? Press store or press save. Hello? Hello? Hello, it when who saw your computer? When Xavier a cop? It will be to me share or say, last week, na me no, because I said, then I can. In a mean, Kayo, because I said, no, no, I said, no, it went to me and your day. Uncle, you did not save it. You did not save it. Are we okay now? Are we okay now? So the reason why we last 3 weeks we did delete, we did removing wrong labels, and we have done ejecting wrong tenants is that you have saved some things. Are those things that you have saved are what is what bringing your life down? Hello? Hello? Nobody saved it for you. So when the person was insulting you, I don't know who saved you. That is why you can mention the month he insulted you, the day he insulted you, the time he insulted you, even the clouds was looking like blue because you have stored it. And so if you don't go in to remove it, nobody can what? Remove it for you. Can we continue? Can we continue? But your question be what? Yentuaso. Auntie Esther, are you ready? Can we continue? So that you know the things you have stored. So for we as human, we have the conscious, which is the RAM, and then the subconscious, which is the ROM, which stores. Another name for the subconscious is called female. Hello? Hello? Why is it called female? Do you know why the earth is called female? Or the earth is called Asaseya? Why is the earth referred to as Asaseya? Mami, for more, hang on. I don't get to me answer. And once over two, see, I can't Asaseya. The reason why the earth is called is female, or it's called Asaseya, is because anything you put in, it will give you that back that thing. It is the female who receives to give. Indeed, that is why the earth is a female. So the subconscious mind is also female. So what you feed in is what it gives you. It is a man watch here, mom, your computer can cry your time. Be a garbage in the odi be gumu be a on one fa ho. The odi gumu be on one obey a pia man. The odi gumu no, and on a bed in a be a pia man. You be read the Bible, but before we read the Bible, I want to bring a question so that this morning. I woke up and I prayed 2 hours for 2 hours. But yesterday night, when I was sleeping, I was telling myself that it will not work. Oh, it will not work. Oh, it will not work. Oh, it will not work. Then I am a trader. When I went in front and I got in front of my shop, I realized that some dogs have defecated there. Mwebi abeni nieguho. Mali, you are spiritual. What will first strike you?
What is what? Everybody is listening. If you see the thing there, you first thing, sometimes we think negative that it's a bad thing.
It's what?
Sometimes we think negative that is some spirit.
And as some number talking, so you first begin to think that So you clean the floor. After cleaning it, when you go and sit down in your shop, how would your face look like?
Will you smile or you squeeze your face?
You not squeeze, but you not smile too.
You will not smile. You will squeeze your face. You will squeeze your face. Remember in the night when you were sleeping, one of the things you were telling yourself is that enyeye. So when you squeeze your face and by the close of the day, you get only 10 CDs, what will you say?
What
Today we are reconditioning our mind. We are looking at what you store in. It does not know for the somebody remind me this, that next week we'll look at the frequency of the human being. Frequency. We'll look at the frequency. But today we'll look at it like this. So, how do you store in the RAM? In the ROM? How does the RAM store in the ROM? You as a human being, how do you store in the ROM? It is what you say repetitively to yourself. That is what stores there. Inti yegina yeti hey, ubet miya stressri. Now everybody knows you are laughing. But within you, you are what? You are annoyed. Who knows it? Nobody knows it. But the subconscious, onupen unim. Inti wuko nkofofia. There are some writings we have been writing in our house. Christ is the head of what? This house. Yes, obi wetin ya to our next phrase ni so amame. The silent listener to what? Every conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, fathers and mothers, let me tell you, the first silent listener to your own conversation is your subconscious mind. The first silent listener to your own conversation is your subconscious mind. Into what to what then I'll catch it all. Into next week, your frequency now, you better idea about the Roman. What has been ringing for you? Then everybody will now check what has been ringing for the person. Into what did I say first? No, before I go to next week. So the silent listener to every conversation within yourself is your subconscious. Ono no ti wonsem. Ono pe no ti wonsem. So we are coming to pick a scripture. So I wrote something here. Your first barrier is not what you see, but what you think. Your first barrier is not what you see, but what you what think. It is what you think that influences what you what see. It is not what you see that influences what you what think. So let's read this scripture, John chapter 5. Then I think it will be so clear. Then I'll ask some questions from John chapter 5. John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 10. Who read for us? John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 10. Yes, who read? Yes, start it.
John chapter 5.
We'll read the story and we'll look at the story as a case study. And then we'll all answer questions from the story and then we'll see what happens.
John chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Verse 3. In these lie a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. Verse 5. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. Verse 6. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Verse 7. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Verse 8. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Verse 9. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him, That was cured. It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Amen.
Amen. I believe this story, we all know it very well. The man who sat by the pool for what? 38 years. And then Jesus came by. And then Jesus, what was the answer, the question Jesus asked him? Do you want to be what? To be made whole. The answer that the man gave, was he speaking from the question or he was speaking from the memory? Yes. Hello. What was he speaking? Where was he speaking from? Was he speaking to the answer, to the question, or he was speaking from something else? Where was he speaking from? He was speaking from the memory. That scripture, we will pick it for this teaching. We are looking at it this way. The man had gone through many things. And those are the things that every night he'll be talking to himself. I didn't qualify. I didn't get in. I didn't get in. Sang for 38 years. So he has stored 38 years data in his memory. The reason why you need to delete, you need to remove, you need to what? Eject is that you can store even up to what? 100 years in it. So this man has stored how many years? 38 years in his memory. And all that 38 years was negative things about that he is sick and he has what? No man. That is all. He is picking it from the memory. I have no man. That's all. When Jesus was speaking of the now, the man was speaking of what? The past. Sometimes check the way you answer things. You will know whether uda hu jinemu and now. So we can do. So assuming this man was brought to the church and he was being prayed for, do you think he will be healed? Are you sure he will be healed? Are you sure he will be healed? When will he be healed? At what point will he be healed? He will be healed only when he has finished what? Emptying everything that had been there. And that is where many of us are locked up. In Timikosi, I went to build a house. And then they came to mark on it. road, build on road, access road, or I built a house in N1 when they were constructing N1. N1 was passing there. It made the route name, so they broke my house. Two type of people. I can have one person who will pick it from that day and say, Mario, me dina imisi ye ni ye bubu. Inti ye dina mean to me nye den, en si biyo. I cannot build again. So he puts that into his memory. When you come and you give that person £10,000, can he build? He cannot build. He cannot build. Because deep down into the subconscious, what has been built there is that I can't build again. I can't build again. And the other one, who will say, oh, after it was broken, we can do it again. We can do it again. We can do it again. What happens to that person? The next little money, that person can start life again. So you will see that somebody will get stuck. It is not... there can be spiritual connotation, but we are now talking about ourselves. So it is not any spirit has, no spirit has entered. But he has told himself that it is not possible. So he's closed all avenues. And until he empties it, it is not possible. Let me bring another popular story. The Job story. When Job heard all these things, what did Job say? The Lord has given, the Lord has taken, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken, blessed be the name of the Lord. So in Job's mind, nothing blocks it. It is gone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why at the end of Job's life, when the Lord wanted to now bless him again, Job was available to be blessed. The phone we are using is just our lives. What you store in is what you retrieve. And when you are storing it in, it does not know. It only accepts anything. So, the pen drive example I gave you. So, I have this pen drive. And I have stored things in. How can I delete? Unless I connect it. So, the connection is you again. That is why nobody can do that deletion for you. This pen drive, I can walk with it and tell everybody in here, we grab pen drive, my store near my also, we want your also, we will be in also, BBMB. Nothing will open. Where will I open it? In my palm. Will it open? When I hold it, will it open? So everything that is hidden here, you are the only person who have access. You are the only person who has access. And that is why for 3 weeks we have been looking at that. So if you want to, if you recondition your mind, then you can now go and say, I empty it. I empty it. I empty it. I empty it. This thing, I've kept it there for too long. This thing, I've kept it there for too long. So with this man, 38 years, he was still talking from what? The memory. From the things that he was holding on to. Did Jesus be saying, do you want to be made whole? It is not what he's saying. It is the 38 years matter. How many years story do you have? How many years are you keeping? Check. I'm not asking you to say it too. How many years are you keeping? How many years are you keeping? Fefas, in Fiedodua, Diahina, Ukurem, how many years storage are you holding on to? Storage is good, but then it must be storage that will push your life forward. But it must not be storage that when you open it, then your life begins to sink. This is it. So that man, if he had not encountered Jesus, you realize when he was talking, then Jesus said, when he was talking, Abigail, when you were reading, when he was talking, then Jesus said, take your mat and go. You look at that scripture well. When he was talking, then Jesus said, yes, pick your mat and go. I just came to set you free. So pick your mat and go. So the only one who can also enter there and set you free is Jesus. The only person who can enter there and set you free is Jesus. But you are the key. So, I have stored in this place, before any contribution or comment, I have stored in this place, in my memory, in the subconscious, I have stored that this color is white. Please rise up for everybody to see you. That this, the every blue I see, I have stored it here as white. Do you think that when my eyes see the blue, I'll see it is blue? Do you think I'll see it as blue? Why wouldn't I see it as blue? So where do you see things from? So the moment your eyes see, it first connects there, and then it will give it clarity. Hello. 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 So when what is stored there is wrong, your eyes can even see. Everybody will say it is A, but you won't accept it as A because that is how you have stored it. Next week, we'll look at the frequency. And as we look at the frequency, we'll look at where our prayer challenges are. So, for the 3 weeks and today, everything we have been doing is check, go back and check what is inside there. Because you can check it. Go back and look at what is there. So, please give me your phone. I pick your phone. Can I delete anything? Can I clear anything? Yes, I'm a Ria. And yes, sir. It's not my phone. So, I can't delete. I can't clear. So, can I not delete what is in you? So, can I not clear what is in you? Everything that you have packed there, it is you who slowly, quietly pack them one by one, one by one, one by one. You are the only one who can what? Unpack. Hello? This one, a call that you will sit down and look at your life. Before you say somebody, sit down and look at your life. Any question, any contribution before we continue? If I have to continue. Question, contribution.
Amen. My question is in Job 22, verse 10 to 13. It says that when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. The Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much before. Then Job, all his brothers, sisters, and
Job 22
friends,
verse
10.
Hey. It's not 22:10.
42, sorry.
42:10.
It says that the Lord, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. I am looking at the connection between his friends and his fortune. Mm-hmm. Because the reason for the loss of his fortune, for Job, he wasn't away. Mm-hmm. But it was a conversation between God and Satan. Mm-hmm. But for him to be restored back to his old state, it was based on him praying for his friends. So I'm looking at, I'm trying to connect.
It looks like there's a disconnect.
Yes.
There is no disconnect. So, if you read the account of Job, when Job had the issues, his friends started coming to him. And what did the friends tell him? They started accusing him. One said, "You have sinned." Another said this, "Confess, do this, do this, do this." So he started in his situation. Whoever comes and does not talk well about him, he keeps you in. He holds on to his friends. He holds on to his friends. So now it gets to a point that everything in Job's subconscious is that, "Madam Fuwe, yeah, why am I? Wey dear, why am I? Wey dear, why am I? Wey dear, why am I? E do honum, wey kura wanke biya mami. Wey wanke biya mami. Wey wanke biya mami." So the Lord has to now deal with him to what? To empty it. And to empty it, you should be able to what? Bless them. If you can bless the one who hurt you, that means that you have what? You have been able to forgive. Because if you can't forgive the person, can you bless the person? Then, now, the restoration can come. Are you okay now? You are not okay. So,
for me,
yes,
the fortune was taken away. Everything was taken away.
Uh-huh.
Based on the conversation, he is not aware.
He's not aware.
So why is it that if you want to restore his fortune, there is now something he has to let go?
I don't want to enter into next week, but you have brought me in, so I'll go in. So I told you next week we'll be doing the frequency. There is something within you that speaks for you. It is not only because you were praying, but it is something within you that speaks. That is what you have stored there. That is what speaks. So when Job had the situation, what was what Job said? He said, "What I greatly feared has come upon me." So there was something hidden within Job that was telling him, As I said, next week we'll be doing the Ebodon Efao. So it was ringing a bell about Job. Then, so that was one of the things that helped in the air then, although there was a separate conversation he does not know about. But now he's telling us in that scriptures that this is his part he played. he played in. I'll give another scripture for you to get it clear. Then his friends also now came in. So I have done this to bring this into my life. But his friends also what? Now brought more and he kept it. So until the Lord started dealing with him and he emptied everything, the Lord did not have access to do what? To bless him. Fast forward. Oh, let's roll back. Genesis. God promises Abraham that I'll give you children. The stars, where do they come in? Where does the stars come in from? Why does God need stars? Because of your cooperation. So God now has to use the stars. And so every day when Abraham looks at the star, it registers within him, I have a child. My child is coming. He could even see the pictures of children in the stars. So it makes it what? Possible. So I'll quote a scripture for you. Scripture says, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. You're quoting in your own. The end at Waso. So when good measure has been pressed down, shaking together, running over, and men say no, what happens? Because all the good measure that God pressed down, shake together, run over, it is supposed to be delivered by men. So you have the woman of Zarephath. God told Elijah. Elijah saw the woman. But what did the woman say? So until man says yes, even God cannot push him. It runs through. The angel came to Mary. Mary's word that made it to pass is, be it unto me according to thy word. If Mary said no, Emma. Zachariah said, I am old. He said, shut your mouth. If you don't shut your mouth, Emma. So that is where man's role is. That is where man plays his role. And therefore, what we are looking at will help you know how to play your role well. Because for God, he may have done it. It is done. But for you, you have blocked it. And then you are saying, it is someone. Thank you. Papa.
Our sister, to all of us, before God told Job to pray for his friends, when you look at Job chapter 42 from verse 47, and it was so that after the Lord has spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job has. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourself a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So you see, the prayer for Job's friend was according to the offering, the sacrifice that God told them to go and make, because they had spoken out of the flesh. So God was angry with them. So take an offering and go and make a sacrifice to Job. So after they have offered the sacrifice, Job prayed for them. And after that prayer, God restored the fortunes of Job. So actually, it was not about the fact that Job was holding anything on them. God was rather angry at them. Because everything they were saying, you see, everything they were saying was very true. But they were saying it to the wrong person. Because the things that they were saying, you see, because you are wicked, because you didn't take care of the poor. Because, yes, when you are wicked, you don't take care of the poor. Those are the things that happen. Everything they said, some spoke from traditional view, some spoke from cultural, some spoke from psychology. These were the three ways that they were interpreting Job's situation. And God got angry with them. So God was angry with them and asked them that, go and offer a sacrifice unto my servant Job, and he will pray for you. So it was a prayer of the sacrifice that they offered. That was what, caused God to restore Job's fortune. So it wasn't that Job was keeping anything about them within himself. So that is it. Thank you.
Thank you. But Daddy, I have a question. If Job had rejected their sacrifice, what happens?
There was no way Job would reject their sacrifice because they were not offering the sacrifice to Job. They were offering the sacrifice to God. But before Job as a priest, they were not offering the sacrifice to Job. They were offering the sacrifice to God. But Job was the priest.
Well, the intermediary.
Who must welcome and accept the sacrifice for them and pray for them on behalf of God to accept their sacrifice. So there was no way Job could reject the sacrifice because they were not offering it to him. They were offering the sacrifice to God. But he was there as a priest and God said, pray for them. So Job couldn't resist the prayer. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, before then, God had already dealt with Job. Thank you. So I wrote this. To change your external conditions, you must change the way you think and picture in your mind. You must change the way you think and picture in your mind. When we started, I said something that as we speak, Bible says, be careful the way you do what you hear. Because whatever you are hearing, you are not storing it as sound. You are storing it as what? Pictures. You are not storing it as what? Sound. You are storing it as what? Pictures. And therefore, when it comes that you have to reproduce it, what would you reproduce? So if it was distorted pictures, what will you produce? You produce distorted things out. That is why someone will talk and someone will say, but as for me, I heard you say it like this. That means what I put in was like this. And until the person has been able to bring what he put in out, you don't know. And so he holds it and everything becomes what? Distorted. Everything becomes distorted. We hear, but we store as what? Pictures. Keep that thing. We hear, but it is stored as what? As pictures. It is never stored as voice. So, even when you pick the phone again, you will see that sound is stored as data. Images are stored as data. Video is stored as what? Data. It is only the means of bringing it out that you will hear it as sound. But if you go to the original, everything is data. Everything is data. And therefore, there are many things we have stored in. And until we take them out, we are always producing from those things. May the Lord help us all. May the Lord help us all.
Amen.
May the Lord help us all.
Amen.
This is a very good teaching. You know, it is all about the mind. When the serpent went to Eve and tempted Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, did God say? Verse 6 says, when Eve saw what she saw and she desired. And when you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Images, imaginations, pictures. I don't know whether this has occurred to you. The devil used this thing to fight us a lot. Look, sometimes you are sleeping around 12 or 1. The lie that somebody told against you some time ago, it will just flash in your mind and then say, ah, hey. So this person said this or did this. Okay, so you just want day to break. You look at the time. It is 1 a.m. You just want day to break. I will show this person imagination. So we really need to work on ourselves. You see, Christianity, we have the responsibility. I was just reading Philippians chapter 2. Verse 12. That says that we should work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2, 12. Work out your salvation without fear and trembling. And the working out is a discipline where you need to work on your mind. Things that you allow to stay there. You need to delete some things that will not help you. And then you need to put some things there. That's why Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, verse 1 says that we should offer our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. We should be transformed, verse 2, by the renewing of our mind. It is after renewing of our mind that we shall know the good, pleasing, and acceptable will of God, or perfect will of God, something like that. So you see, those of us who want to know the will of God, knowing the perfect will of God depends on the state of your mind. It is after renewing your mind that you can know the perfect, the good, the pleasing, and the good, the acceptable, and perfect will of God. So we should work on our minds. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Daddy. So I'll give a scripture and we'll use it to sum up. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians 4, 8.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen.
Amen. So here, Paul is telling us that these are the things you should watch to enter into your mind. That before you click save, before you click store, check whether it is true. Check whether it is honest. Check whether it is just. Check whether it is pure. Check whether it is lovely. Check whether it is of good report. If there be any virtue, that means if there will be any good thing coming from this. Because remember, I told you, the subconscious part of your mind is female. Whatever you sow in, it will what? Accept and give it back. So, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Then to somebody, tell the person, think on these things. Hallelujah. 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 Because I told you that that subconscious aspect of you is fed by thinking and repetitive what? Repeating things. So as you continue to think on something, I am poor, I am poor, I am poor, I am poor. After thinking on it for some time, it will save there, save. So we'll end today and we'll continue, God willing, next week. Shall we bow down our heads? Thank God for what you have heard. Pray that this truth will break open a new path in your life. Father, we thank you for this time. We bless you. Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Tonight, may your truth set us free. May your truth set us free. May we begin to think on new paths that will create new lines and new destinies for our lives. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our daddy will pray, close us, and we'll share the grace.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you for taking us through this teaching through your servant. Your word is spirit and life. Let these words that has been spoken and we have received produce living testimonies in our lives. Help us to work on ourselves. Help us to delete what should be deleted. Let the Holy Spirit take charge of us. We give the Holy Spirit access into our innermost being. Things that we find difficult to overcome and to forget and delete. Let the Holy Spirit help us. And things that we should take on, download, and keep and meditate on. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We pray that the Holy Spirit will bring them to our minds. As we leave this place, we pray that this atmosphere will go with us. And throughout the night, these words will be working on our minds so that we rise up tomorrow with new minds, transformed minds unto victory.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.